This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, it's Christmas week, and all this week we're looking at a passage in Hebrews 2 from the series called Jesus Is. I want you to get a sense that Jesus is the deliverer, not only delivering people from their sins, he delivers people like you and me from our fear of death, which the Hebrew writer says holds people in bondage, get this, all their lives. Don't raise your hand, but some of you have asked the what if question this week about something. Well, what if this happens? Well, what if this doesn't happen? Well, what if he does this? What if she doesn't do this? Listen to how he puts it. Look at the many what-if questions we ask. What am I going to do if I don't find a spouse? What am I going to do if I don't find a place to live, if I don't find a job? What am I going to do if I don't find a friend? What am I going to do if I get sick, if an accident happens? What happens if I lose my friends? What happens if my marriage doesn't work out or a war breaks out? What happens tomorrow if the weather's bad, the buses go on strike, or an earthquake happens? What if somebody breaks into my house and steals my money? Or worse yet, what happens if someone takes my life? Henry Nouwen says this, once these questions direct your life, you take out a second mortgage in the house of fear. What a statement. Once these questions guide our lives, we take out a second mortgage in a house of fear. Listen carefully to something that I think is really important. You either live in a house of faith or a house of fear. And so do I. You either live in a house of faith and we trust the Lord to provide, we trust the Lord to care, we trust the Lord to direct, or you live in a house of fear that's dominated by fear. And I think it's important to get this, that Jesus came for the express purpose of dealing with your fear of death and my fear of death. He came to take that away. The power of death is the fear, and to destroy the one who has that power, Satan. Let's bring up verse 15. And free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Easter Sunday, of course, will be coming up in the near future. I always look forward to Easter every year. I'm going to ask that morning to sing at all services a hymn called Crown Him with Many Crowns. The second verse of that hymn goes like this, crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave, who rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Jesus lives that death may die. He came to take away the fear of death by destroying the one who holds that power, and that is Satan himself.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.